He's got a mic, and he's in a mood. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Watch out, watch out.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. How can you think it's not? Put that down and sit down and listen. I got stuff to say to you. Stop playing with that. It'll make you go blind. I'm serious. Don't do that. I know it's radio, but I can see you. Put some pants on, please. No. Not pajama pants. Real pants. I'm talking about real pants. Put them on now. You're going to go out like that? You're going to wear that? You seriously going to go out like that? You're going to embarrass yourself looking like that? I'm not going out with you looking like that. Change your pants. I'm not going. I'm not going. Not until you change your pants. You're not going to be seen with me looking like that. All right. Enough of the unbridled humor. That'll do it for today. Hey, how are you? My God, it's good to be with you for a short period of time. An extended period of time. I obviously won't be able to stand you anymore, but I know it's mutual. It's a mutual feeling that we have. But it is good to be with you, just to smell your lovely hair is enough for me. I was born under a sarcastic moon. That's how I got to be like this. Ron, you are so freaking sarcastic. What's with your sarcasm? Hey, ever listened to the show before? That's what I do. Am I sarcastic in real life? You'll never know. Let's say no, okay? Let's say no. Well, I did it again. I went out into the real world and started talking to people in their own social atmosphere, and it's always a mistake. It's always a mistake. Every time I try to have a conversation, it ends up being, that wasn't worth it. Why did you try to do that? Yeah, because I don't know if you've noticed, but there are so many people on the planet now that it's become really too crowded and a real problem. And what can you do about it? You can't do anything about it. There's so many people on the planet that I think the planet has actually shifted and started sinking. Because it's just too heavy. It's too heavy. There's a sign on the planet that says occupancy, 8 billion people, and we're just so far beyond that. It's just really annoying. It's so annoying. I don't even know how to tell you. But anyway, I get most of my conversations and my social interactions at the supermarket, at the checkout register place with the cashier person. That's where I get the little tidbits of life. And we don't have conversations. We just have little sentences that we throw back and forth. The only sentences I should have with the cashier are, "Hi, how are you?" That's when you walk up to the cashier. That's a polite thing to say. And the other thing is, "Thank you for serving me. Thank you for your service." After they've, taken my money and bagged my groceries. Other than that, there's not much I need to say to you. But for some reason, I get the most incredible social mores coming out of a cashier at a supermarket. I mean, really. It's just... I've talked about this before, but it happened again yesterday, and I cannot avoid it. I'm at the register. I'm buying some eggs and some bread and some milk. My God, how cardboard can I be? And there's a lovely young lady behind the register scanning things. She's scanning. And when she's finished, she puts the stuff in the freaking bag. And I say to her, because I'm a polite son of a bitch, I say to her so nicely and so desperately, I said these magic words that you're supposed to say. My parents told me through my entire life, when someone does something for you, no matter what, you say, "Thank you." And they're supposed to say, "You're welcome." And then we're done. But that's not the way it goes anymore. I did my part, and I said, with my mouth, I said, "Thank you." And she said, "No worries." What? What does that mean to me? No worries? Who's got no worries? You have no worries at all? That's awfully personal. I don't need to know that. I have worries. I worry about a lot. I mean, I'm stressed out to the max, but I just want to buy groceries here. Why are you saying no worries to me? Or does it mean when I say thank you, when you say no worries, what are you saying? Are you saying, "Well, you didn't bother me here. All this stuff, the job that I'm doing with the paycheck that I'm supposed to get, don't worry, you didn't bother me." "Well, I didn't intend to bother you. I just wanted to buy the freaking groceries." How can you respond, "Well, don't worry about it"? What? We have no worries between us. This has been a fucked up situation with you buying eggs and milk at the register and me scanning them, but don't worry about it. It's okay. "Oh, no, it's not okay. Let me see your manager." "Oh, that's that woman over there." "Okay, thank you. No worries." "Oh, stop it." No worries must be stricken from the English language. It's not being used properly in the right situations. It's wrong. It's just wrong. The no worries cop should be standing by. "Excuse me, did you say no worries to this customer?"
"Well, yes, I did."
"All right, get in the paddy wagon, Patty." Paddy wagon? That wagon was full of patties at one time. "What's your name?"
"Patty."
"Get in the wagon, Patty. Get in the paddy wagon. And you, get in the bob wagon." That's where all the bobs are that say no worries. What's going on here? What kind of language am I speaking here? Then, I was hit with this. I was having conversation with an acquaintance. Some people call them friends. I'm a little more careful about my branding. Yeah, and I'm talking to my friend, and we're talking about a guest I had on yesterday. talking, I guess was saying that the Mediterranean diet is the way to go. Is everybody who lives in the Mediterranean area of Europe, are they all on this diet? I don't think so. The greater Mediterranean, the downtown Mediterranean area. Where do you live? I live in Mediterranean. Oh, Mediterranean. Where's that? Oh, I live in downtown Mediterranean. All right. You're making no sense. Anyway, so I'm talking to this person, and the person says, have you ever been on the Mediterranean diet? I said to this person. And he says to me, I can't believe he said this. He says, I'm not going to lie, I've never been on it. What? You're not going to lie? Why, were you going to lie and now you're telling me, but on this one, I'm not going to lie? As soon as you start branding that, I like spaghetti? I'm not going to lie. I love it. Why would you put that preface in there? Were you going to lie, but now you're telling me that this one time you're not going to lie to me?
Am I pretty, Ron? Am I pretty? Am I fat? Am I fat?
Well, I'm not going to lie. As I usually do when you ask me that question, I'm not going to lie. No, you look wonderful.
Well, you just lied to me.
No, I'm not going to lie. You always lie. It's very, very difficult. It's just, life has become a lot more difficult. The simplicity of life is out the window. Nothing's simple anymore. It's like playing Simon Says. I hated that game. Simon Says, put your hand on your nose. Okay. Simon Says, put your hand on your hips. Okay. Touch your nose. Well, you didn't say Simon Says. I'm not going to lie. I did. No, you didn't. Yes, it did. You're still out. No, you're not. I'm not out. Yes, you are. And people used to kill each other accordingly. They had the highest incidence of stabbings among children who played Simon Says. And who the fuck is Simon to tell me what to do? I'll put my hand on my hip when I want to, not when Simon says to do it. What is this, a cult? Simon Says, go out on the lawn and wait for the spaceship to arrive to take you to another world. Okay. No worries. I'm so confused. I'm so confused with people. Why is it people from other countries, when I walk into their store, call me boss? And why is it only people from other countries that do that to me? I've never had an American call me boss. Only foreigners. Is that what it's like in other countries? Is that what it's like? Is that what you're supposed to do? If someone walks into your store, you have to call them boss? Is that a rule amongst people that... I don't understand that. Why are you calling me boss? And you know the old joke. I've done this before. Any guy in a store, any behind the counter that calls me boss, I fire them immediately. Oh, you can't fire me. You just told me I was your boss, so get the fuck out of here. Get a cardboard box, put stuff in the box, and get out of here. Otherwise, I'll call the police, and they'll remove you. And if your name is Patty, you'll be in the paddy wagon. So get out of here. Are you telling me to go back to my country? No, stay in this country. I don't care about that. Just get out of the store. I'm firing you. I'm the boss. Now, where's the combination to the safe? I want my money. But you're not my boss. You just said I was. Don't call me. But you can call me a thousand things. Why are you calling me the owner of the store? What the hell's wrong with you? I'm not your manager. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your boss. I mean, I will be your boss. I'll make you do incredible things like put your hand on your hips. Boss says, put your hands on your hips. I'm not doing that. And then you're fired. Stop calling me boss. It's a lot of pressure you're putting on me. I don't have time to run this store. Why don't you run the store and stop calling me boss? Here's an idea. I bring to the item to the register. You scan it. Tell me the amount. I'll give you some money accordingly. And then we'll leave and I'll never see you again. How about that? Nothing's that simple anymore. Gotta be a whole thing. Gotta be a whole deal. Have you ever been to Whole Foods? Why are you calling it that? Are you intimating that if I go to a different supermarket, I'm not getting all the foods? Where's the, wait a minute. I asked you to go to Whole Foods and, all right, wait a minute. I asked you to get me a sandwich, and there's only half a sandwich here. Did you eat the other half? No. I went to a supermarket. They didn't give you the whole food? No. You should have gone to Whole Foods. You would have had the whole sandwich.
I know. I'm so stupid.
Do you know at Whole Foods, they don't sell 1% milk? Only whole milk. Yeah, that's all. A lot of people didn't know that, but it's true. Why is whole food so expensive? You have to pay more for the whole food. If you want the whole food, that's going to be twice as much. Why? It's the whole food. You don't get the whole food at the other places. You just get half the food. I did not know that. It's true. Absolutely true. All right. I have a guest coming up momentarily, which should be a lot of fun for everybody because it's just fantastic. We're going to talk about dating and dating TV shows. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Golden Bachelor, The Bachelor on Ice, The Bachelor Over Easy. All those dating shows. There's others I just don't really care. But anyway, we're going to talk about dating and how to date and how to have a relationship and all that kind of stuff. It's more fun to listen to this show by yourself, though, so it doesn't really apply. We're going to take a commercial break, and then my date will join us. I mean, my guest will join us. Oh, my God, she's got me saying it now. But before we do that, there's this cool little word from our sponsor.
Looking to have a few laughs this weekend? Come to Comedy Night at that bar near your house. Hosted by that local comic who hasn't moved past open mic nights for 20 years. And featuring that guy who told everyone he was moving to Los Angeles to become a famous comic and was back in 3 months. That girl whose friends all say she's really funny. And your headliner, that guy who was nearly famous until it turned out he liked to send pictures of his penis to strangers. It's a night full of fun and laughs, and it's happening at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Dr. Frieda Birnbaum joins us now. She is a research psychologist, a psychoanalytic therapist. She's things I can't even pronounce.
Sounds good.
Okay. Good enough, right, Frieda? Okay.
Yeah, good enough for sure.
All right. We're talking about something that's kind of fun, but also kind of seriously socially interesting. And that is the explosion of these reality dating shows. Actually, they've been around for a decade or so, but they're getting very creative in trying to capture audiences. They are incredibly popular, aren't they?
They're fun. They're not helping.
Okay.
So if you want to have a good time and relax, go ahead and enjoy it. But what is it really doing? Not much for the people, the poor people who are sort of victimized. I guess they'd love to be on TV.
Yeah.
To exploit them and really ruin their relationships, if anything.
I guess. I mean, does it cause the public to kind of want to get into relationships, even though, it's not a good example of what relationships are necessarily, but does it kind of push the public into finding a partner?
Well, you know, research has shown that being in a relationship, being married, helps you to live longer, yes. believe it or not.
Yes.
And you're happier, believe it or not. So with all this that we're talking about, with this exploitation, sexual, bedroom scenes, switching partners, all that, that's fun, that's voyeurism. But in reality, there are ways to keep a good relationship. It's only the fact is that we have changed with what relationships mean today. And if we can get into that part, you know, 50% of marriages end up in divorce, believe it or not, then we have a chance of working through what the real issues are. Instead of talking about a prenup, a financial prenup, let's talk about an emotional one to prevent the other stuff from happening altogether. What is it that makes a good marriage? So, yes, these shows are great. They're fun. And by the way, you can still use them for yourself. Instead of, you know, attacking your partner, you can blame that person who's doing what and maybe work around it that way. But other than that, the only thing that can really help a relationship is talking about what is it that's important to you. How do you spend your money? Do you have any secrets? What about infidelity? Have you had that in your life? Have you been involved with that? What about traveling? Do you want to travel? Date night? How often to see the in-laws? These things seem so subtle and seem so insignificant. But watch out when you start fighting, and especially how you fight. Do you attack or do you give the silent treatment?
Yeah.
Most men give the silent treatment, and women go crazy about that.
Yeah, I know. That's a matter of contention. You know, you know what I want to do here just for a second? I'm confused because I'm of the older baby boom generation. I never thought I'd be in that category of older, but here I am. And we dated and we met people just fine. And then comes the social media where that's the major engine. Then you got these television shows that show you what baggage is all about, pretty much, baggage and drama. We did just fine without all this stuff. Are we in a better place because of these connection possibilities? I mean, how did I even exist without these things? I don't even know.
Well, you existed better, let me tell you for sure. The way I met my husband, Grossinger is Jewish singles.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little bit structured here, but at least I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was able to pick from a few people. There are too many people to pick from, one switch of a button, and you're on to the next. And when does it stop getting better? It stops quickly. You have to work with what you have. And you're right, in the past it used to be communities.
Yes.
It used to be fixed up, or you'd see people at church or wherever you were going. What about doing activities that you enjoy? That's where you meet people as well. So we've really gotten away from connecting with one another. And as you know, it's so superficial. Are they really telling you the truth? Are they really 25 when they're 45?
Mm-hmm.
And they love travel. Who doesn't love travel? I love travel too.
Yeah.
What does that really mean? We have to be able to know the history, where these people come from, what their plans are as far as really going ahead and following through with career. How much money is important to them? You know, money is a taboo, but we don't talk about that. It's scary. And yet, it really is the number one reason why people get divorced. We really need to look at these things and having conversations one-on-one with the face value and seeing that person. Expression is very important as well. People today are texting, they're not even calling anymore.
Yeah.
So we need to get back to the basic principle of what attraction means today.
Yeah. Dr. Frieda, I always thought a successful relationship was tolerance, because people are all different and we should celebrate the different personalities. It's a matter
about it, my dear. That does not work.
You're right.
It doesn't. Are you kidding me? When you get emotionally involved with someone, there's no tolerance. There's no such word as tolerance. You want to kill that person off. That's where you are. That's the only way it works. Please.
Okay. All right. A lot
I
of
wish
people,
you were right, but it doesn't
yeah,
work.
I know. No, it doesn't work like that. You're right.
What can I tell you?
Yeah, I know. You authored a very interesting book to me, which I did get involved in, Life Begins at 60, A New View of Motherhood. And marriage and reinventing ourselves. I you know, any book that takes the age out of it and puts it into any age is possibilities. I always like that.
Yes, you know, I was asked, why didn't you say at any age?
Yeah.
Life begins at any age. But I wanted to make a point. The point is that 60 today can be more exciting than ever. You know who you are. You're not falling apart yet, physically, for sure. It's the best time in your life.
Yeah.
And people need to be aware, not to fear getting older, but really look forward to it.
Yeah.
They have authority that they didn't have before, and they have the ability to make choices that they didn't have before.
You make a good point to know the difference between escapism and reality, because when you look at all these escape things and movies, you know, falling in love and romance movies, it makes you feel like, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. And maybe it is, but it's not that easily achievable. In other words, you don't meet somebody and in the next scene in the movie, you're in bed with them. It shouldn't necessarily be like that.
Well, men would like that because men are more
physical.
No, they're more physical. I'm such a bad person here.
Yeah.
But it's true. You know, women want to know you. Men want to know you a different way first. So that's the conflict. We each have our ways of connecting that's very, very different.
Yeah.
But yes, it's true. Longevity in a relationship is not about romance as much as it is about in-depth feelings, understanding, enjoying the other person. There's nothing better than that. The romantic part is fun and it's great. And it's not that it can't be there, but there's an addition to a relationship as longevity continues, that you know that depth of that person.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it's just not as good, believe it or not. The fantasy is there, but the reality is not there.
Yeah. And should they never mix? or can you throw some of that into it?
I don't want to scare you. They can mix, because if they don't mix at all, nobody would stay married.
Right.
We all have, we're sexual creatures. We like to see these romantic shows that we watch or not so romantic shows, because we are sublimating and we do need this stuff in our lives.
Yeah.
You're right. Why not add both? But the reality is you can't always make the romantic period top priority.
Yeah.
They say it takes 3 years and then it goes. I don't know about that. I don't buy into that.
Yeah.
It's what you make of it and how important it is to you. But it's not center stage.
You know, going back to the motherhood at any age, you're kind of an expert in that field. I understand you gave birth to twins at the age of 60. Is that right?
Believe it or not.
Wow.
It's difficult to believe. And women today are younger and living longer than in the past. They're in shape. Age does not define them. It's who they are, actually.
Right.
I'm basically who I've been. I'm not falling apart yet. Maybe tomorrow, tonight. I'll get up tomorrow, I'll fall apart.
Well, whatever,
I say that.
You know.
Whatever. But, you know, it's not our mother's, our grandmother's age when they wore these house dresses. My mother had a miscarriage on purpose when she was 40 because of the shame of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Today, women are starting to have children in their 40s. We're educated. We want to spend our time fulfilling who we are as individuals.
Yeah.
Once you're a mother and you're a devoted mother or a father and you're devoted, you need to get the whole balance in your life both. You need to be able to have a sense of who you are, nurturing, being assertive and being out there in the world and successful. We all need a balance. If we don't have one, we're missing the other.
Okay. Well, she's Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. I could talk to you much longer, but I really not supposed to. So,
okay. I won't take it personally. I'll try not to, anyway.
Yeah, you're great.
Thank you.
So many books and so much guidance and ideas and things that make you think, which is important. How can we, is there a website or some way that we can get the entire picture?
The entire picture is, I do have a podcast. It's the Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R-F-R-I-E-D-A show. I have a website, Dr. Frieda, F-R-I-E-D-A show. What else do I have? Whatever else, if you want to listen to me on some of the shows I'm on right now. I'm starting a show, hopefully, who knows, pitching for a show, The Emotional Prenup, about how to keep a marriage and stay in a marriage.
Beautiful.
So that's something that I'm interested in. But It's fun talking to you. It went like 2 seconds here.
I know.
Great interview.
Well,
but maybe, you know what? Yeah. Here's one thing I want to tell you.
Sure.
Having fun is a prerequisite to everything serious in life. Remember to do that. Delayed gratification just stays delayed. The person you're with, if you enjoy their company and you're having a good time, that is not superficial.
Okay. She's Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, Birnbaum. Google her and you'll find her all over the place, and get in touch and listen. Dr. Frieda, thank you so much. We'll talk again.
My pleasure. Love you. Have a great day.
Take care.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful about this. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. Until then, you take care of yourself. Will you please do that for your own benefit? I really don't care, but I'm just for your own benefit. Take care of yourself. That's all I'm saying. Try the Mediterranean diet. No worries. Don't worry about it. Until then, I wish you peace.